Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The title is Fida Tujhpe Khake Shahre Madina. Mubarak Tujhe Ho E Arde Madina Nabi Ka Shahar Hai Ye Shahre Madina مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ رضی اللہ نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا ما بعد very beautiful bayan of our honorable Yassizana Sheikh Aribillah Rumi Zamana Tabrizi Waq Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat is teaching us here how to gain the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Which in one poem Hazrat says, Sharte Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that what is the condition to have perfect and complete Iman, that a person has the true love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his heart, in his soul, in every drop of his blood. And that is why we come here to learn the love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then only we can think of getting the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And it starts from the bottom. We have to have the love of the Ahlullah. Then only we'll be able to go up the ladder. So Ya Hazrat is teaching us that how honorable and how great is just forget the Zat, the personality of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is beyond our imagination. What honor, what great position Allah Ta'ala has granted Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just the honorable, the sati of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam set his foot in Madinatul Munawwara, how that sati became the most splendid sati in the world. And till today, as Hazrat explained in this beautiful poem, that it is presently more blessed than even Jannat. That Hazrat says, Fida tujh pe hai e khaak e shehr e Madina. That our life should be sacrificed, and we sacrifice whatever we have upon you, O the honorable sands of Madina tul Munawwara, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is connected to Madina tul Munawwara. So the sand of Madina tul Munawwara also becomes very, very blessed, very, very honorable. And it is the aqeedah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat that where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that part of the earth is greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So how honorable is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And in here it means that we should sacrifice our lives for the mission of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat teaches us here how we should take a lesson from the true loyal followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Hazrat is teaching us how to gain this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah Ta'ala has commanded, Kun in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. That, O my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announced to the world, in other words, to all my servants, to your ummatis, if you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, or if you think you've got the love of Allah Ta'ala, then fattabi'uni, follow in my footsteps. In other words, be ready to sacrifice everything that you have according to my way of life, and discard every other way of life. And then you see, Hazrat says, Mubarak tujhe ho, ay ard-e-Madina. Nabi ka shahar hai, ye shahr-e-Madina. That very blessed are you, O the land of Madinatul Munawwara. Why shouldn't you be so blessed that you are the sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the king of both the world? You are the sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah has chosen for you. So you have become the most blessed place throughout both the world, more blessed pleasantly than Jannat also, because it is said so beautifully that Jannat, we accept it's a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala. But presently, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in Medina to Munawwara. So even as Hazrat further puts it here, that even the heavens are envying the city of Medina to Munawwara. That is all the Malaika also looking down and looking at the honor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Tere paas jab sayyide do jahan hai, na kyu rashk aflaq ho fir Madina. When Allahu Akbar, the king of both the world, the leader of Sayyidul Qawnain, the leader of all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, of both insan and jinnat, that great honorable personality in whose love Allah has created the entire creation, and in whose sadqa we are enjoying these mubarak majalis, we have learned to take the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat only through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so honorable, so great, that Allah Ta'ala says, wa rafa'na laka zikrak. Just your name, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is so mad, so magnificent, that we have raised your name in such a way that wherever Allah's name is taken, your name will be taken. What Allah Rabbul Izzat's name? In Azan, from birth to death, east to west, all over, Allah's name is taken, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is taken together. So why shouldn't even the heaven be envious of the city of Madinatul Munawwara, when the king of both the worlds are there? And as Hazrat Asir taught us so beautifully, that we come here to learn how to gain this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the love of the beautiful city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam visualize. That now we should think that we are, Hazrat is taking us now to Madina, to Munawwara. Although outwardly the conditions seem we can't go, but our hearts can be attached there now. And as if now we are right in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how Hazrat puts it, just imagine now, tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen hai Madina. That just your beautiful, honorable dome, beneath which the greatest personality, our honorable beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that the whole world is sacrificing their lives just for the dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the beautiful mission of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself, I should ponder and think, how much am I concerned that am I practicing the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Whereas the basic, simple sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am so unmindful about and not conscious about it. And to do every action just because my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, then see the enjoyment in that. Forget the reward is beyond our imagination. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat taught us so beautifully, used to say that even if there was no reward perchance for any sunnah, although the reward is very, very great, tremendous, but just to think that my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did this, why shouldn't I do this? Today, sadly, people are imitating their heroes, which are zeros, but regarding them as heroes. The only hero can be Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then those that followed in his footsteps, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who became the shining stars. And till today, those pious servants who follow in the footsteps of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Tabi'in, etc. So Hazrat says that even the heavens are, so to say, bowing down and kissing the beautiful the land of Madinatul Munawwara, in honor of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the land of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all around around Madinatul Munawwara, the whole haram, the entire area is so blessed just because of the Mubarak presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever just comes close there gets the effect of it. So much so that our pious elders, Allahu Akbar, one of our buzurgs, a person brought a sal, a scarf for him and presented to him. And Hazrat took the scarf and kissed it, put it on his head. Then the person sitting next to him said, Hazrat, but it's written here, made in China. He says, that I also know. But don't you know the winds of Medina has touched this beautiful scarf? So we don't know the value of these things. That is why Allah has brought us here to learn the real value, and this will strengthen our iman. Otherwise today we see, unfortunately, just little pleasure, and we are too scared that if we practice on the sunnah, what will happen today? That today it's a different world. No, our Dara Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. Jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, hamesha taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That we should be so loyal to the way of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and give our lives to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, wherever they could be in the world, even in the company of so-called big delegations of this world, but they said we won't leave out the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People who don't know the value of the sunnah, they are fools. And intelligent people are those people who know the value of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to say, when the malaika are kissing the earth of Madinatul Munawwara, then shouldn't we be giving our lives to the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And really, how should we be giving our lives, imbibing the lifestyle and the character of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives and in our hearts? Hazrat further teaches us that how to gain this love and develop this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that tera zarra zarra nishan nabi hai, fida tujh pe main khaak shehr Madina, that O city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every speck of yours, every speck of the earth is a clear sign that how Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam sacrificed his life and left no stone unturned, so that the noor of Hidayat, the noor of Tawheed could spread throughout the world. And today we see there is no noor, every nook and corner in the world today where azans are taking place. This is all through the barakat and the fikr of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Sahaba radiallahu who followed suit. So Hazrat says here that every speck of yours, O Nabi Akram, O city of Madina to Munawwara, honorable, blessed stands of Madina to Munawwara, this is a clear sign of the honorable efforts of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nabuwat. And if you want to see a clear sign further than that also, Uhud ke ye daman mein khune shaheeda, sabak de raha hai wafa-e Madina. Hazrat says that the great lesson and sabak that we should take, how to sacrifice our lives for the city of Madinatu Munawwara. In other words, for the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just look at in the lap of Mount Uhud. Go and see the Qabristan there, and then you will witness that all that blood that was spilled for the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the martyrs who gave their lives for Allah Rabbul Izzat, today we enjoy the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat, but unfortunately we don't realize the value of the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, I ask the shuhada of Uhud, and they will tell you, and they have shown that how loyal they were, that they gave their lives, they gave their blood, they gave everything to sacrifice upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat, who taught us how to become human beings, who taught us reality of life. So why shouldn't we be sacrificing ourselves for the beautiful city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then what can be said of the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And a sign of that is myself, as Hazrat teaches us and stresses upon us, but still I must see how weak I am. That am I reciting durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Another day went in my life, how many times did I recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And what release, what enjoyment and feeling that I'm right in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Hazrat further explains that nishani-e-Islam ki azmato ki sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ki kadamo se khaake Madina, that the sign of the greatness of the deen of Islam, which Allah Ta'ala says that inna deena inda Allah is Islam, that way of life which Allah has chosen for us, and which way which Allah sent Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to practically demonstrate what is the Islam that Allah Ta'ala wants. Not sadly today, with our weak and stupid understanding, people will give interpretations that we're living in a modern world. Islam has to be given a facelift, Allahu Akbar. The Islam that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us will ever be shining, and it is always shining. It doesn't need any facelift under any times in any generation. So Hazrat says it is a clear sign of the greatness of Islam that even Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala reminded us, when if you want to conquer the city of Baitul Maqdis, and till today, if you want to conquer the world, we are happy that mashallah Taliban have conquered Afghanistan, but in order to conquer the world, we have to be following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And see how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat says, that Sahaba jinon ke kadmo se khaake Madina, that every footstep of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in the city of Madinatul Munawwara on that blessed sand, how they followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They gave their lives and they followed tooth and nail, and that is how they raised to such high a position. That Hazrat Umar radiallahu gave us this lesson, that if you want honor, it was only through Islam that they got honor. And if you, any generation, if you want honor and dignity and you want to conquer the world, then come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is our progress, not the modern technology of this world that will make us lose our direction and go in the direction of the Dajjal. So we have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take a lesson, a page from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, as Hazrat finally mentions here so beautifully, Wafa dari o par Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ki akhtar, hai tariq roshan ye shahre Medina. That the history pages are clear and covered and shining with the beautiful life of the city of Medina to Munawwara, how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum sacrificed and were true loyal followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. They became the loyal slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, and from there how Islam spread, that Allah ta'ala had to put the honorable stamp in the Quran Kareem, Rijal. These were men. If you also want to become men, then follow in their footsteps. لا تُلِيهِمْ تِجَارَ وَلَا بَيْهُنَا ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They did trade also. They did all their necessities of this world. But nothing of this distracted them for a moment from the remembrance of Allah, from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because all the time they had in front of them that يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. The day the eyeballs were going to turn and Allah is going to ask us, I gave you your life, for what did we sacrifice our lives? Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we make a firm pledge and we beg Allah ta'ala. Allah gives us tawfiq to follow in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow and read about the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite abundance of durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with great love, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Madhubu nasulli ala rasulil kareem amma ba'd. Kitab ki Tanz rahmatullah alayh, Hayatul Muslimin, and the different chapters from how can the Muslims come out of their problems, and Allah Ta'ala will give them ease and comfort in this world and akhirat also. Ruh number 14, the payment of zakat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zakat is a conspicuous act, observable to all. Hence it is rendered people do it. While zakat is inconspicuous, it's hidden. Hence it is devoured. That is withheld from the poor. Such people are hypocrites. This hadith means that some people perform salah not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, but because people will hold them in contempt. Such people do not pay zakat because they know that such the people are not aware of their failure to render this obligation. Such is the attitude of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. Hazrat Barira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala inflicts famine on a community which does not pay zakat. In another similar narration, it is said that Allah Ta'ala withholds rain from such people. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zakat will destroy the wealth in which it is. The meaning of wealth in which there is zakat is such wealth on which zakat is obligatory, but from which zakat has not been taken out. As a consequence of not paying zakat, one's wealth is steadily depleted by way of Allah Ta'ala removing the barakah from the wealth. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wealth is generally lost on the land and the sea because zakat has not been paid on it. This does not mean that wealth is lost and destroyed only because zakat has not paid on it. If wealth is lost in spite of zakat having been paid, it should not be regarded as a loss, since the reward for it will be obtained in the year after. Such loss is occasioned by the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala and in the interest of the owner. But wealth lost as a result of not paying zakat is a punishment. There is no reward for sustaining such loss. So any person who lost money now, for example, in all his problems, and they had paid the zakat, they were not working with interest, etc. So every cent that they lost, inshallah, they will get three great rewards in the year after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For every cent, they will be recompensed. But if on the other hand, a person was working with interest, not paying his zakat, then Hazrat says that is a punishment, and there is no reward when such money is lost. Hazrat Asma binti Yazid radiallahu anhu narrated that she and her aunt visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were wearing some gold jewelry at the time. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from them if they had paid zakat on the gold, they replied in a negative. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what? Have you no fear that Allah Ta'ala will put on you jewels of fire? Pay zakat. The following facts are clear from the foregoing narration. Number one, zakat is farz. Number two, the significance of zakat is very great. Number three, failure to pay zakat results in calamity and misfortune settling over one. The calamity here on earth is depletion of wealth, elimination of barakah, blessings in famine, etc. The calamity in the year after for not paying zakat is the fire of Jahannam. Number four, one who does not pay zakat is comparable to a hypocrite, a munafiq. Number five, zakat has a resemblance to hukukul ibad, rights of people. Thus it is an emphasized ibadat. Wealth on which zakat is payable. Gold and silver, be these in whatever form. In the form of cash, notes, jewelry, utensils. Although it is haram to use utensils of gold and silver, etc. You can't use them, but if a person has it, he has to pay zakat on it. Stock in trade, that is goods purchased with the intention of reselling. Livestock and farm produce on Ushri land. This is an Islamic country when you've got certain land, one person needs to pay zakat on it there. Amongst the causes of the hardship of Muslims is also poverty. Zakat is an adequate remedy for the alleviation of poverty. If Muslims abstain from extravagance and pay the zakat in full, there will not remain a single destitute person amongst the Muslims. The statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are ample testimony for this claim. Like all acts of ibadah, there are numerous masail pertaining to zakat. The knowledge of such rules has to be acquired from the ulama or from reliable books on the subject. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. We practice upon all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.